Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
I'll tell you what you're gonna do.
Okay.
We're gonna go back out to Las Vegas.
All right,
let's
go.
As we get ready for another exciting Saturday night back out at the Apex Center. On the phone with us right now, Gerald Meerschaert. Gerald, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
We appreciate your time. Let me ask you this. You've already fought once during this pandemic. Is that any kind of advantage going back out to the Apex Center?
I don't know that it's an advantage. I mean, it's definitely different than normal fights, but my opponent already fought in similar conditions just in Abu Dhabi, so I don't think that's going to make too much of a difference.
I don't want to say do you like it, but because I like it. I don't like not being there covering it, but I like watching it on TV without fans where you can hear everything, you can hear corners, you can hear the fight better. Do you like that at all?
No, it's definitely different. I do miss the roar of the crowd and stuff, but it is nice. It makes the fights more pure, in my opinion, because, sometimes, especially if a crowd's behind one guy, they could throw something that misses and you still get a big reaction that makes people think that something happened even though it didn't. So that's kind of a bonus.
And that's not the judges, are swayed too often by fans, but, I know that they can as well. They hear the crowd, they hear whatever. So, it affects them. But you haven't heard sweep the leg, get him a body bag, the Ric Flair woo, any of that kind of stuff that we always hear at the fights.
Yeah, definitely none of that at the Apex. You can kind of hear some of the commentators, which is pretty cool. But again, you're a lot more in tune with what's going on, and you can really tell, a lot better how the other guy's feeling, how their breathing is, and everything like that.
I've never thought of this until about 12 seconds ago. What would you think about, because the NFL is piping in, the fake crowd. What would you think if they did that, if they just piped in fake noise, fake screaming and hollering?
That's a terrible idea. That's like, when people try to, if you watch any kind of sitcom or like a comedy routine and they pipe in fake laughs, that you're watching something fake. It's just not the same. If you're not going to have a live audience there, I say just leave it be with the sound that it naturally has.
I agree with you on that, because I've watched some of these shows and it's the same laugh track. It's the exact same everything. So no, definitely true. How has training been different, during this pandemic than, last year?
We got a lot more guidelines to follow and stuff, and even being here during fight week, there's a lot more restrictions, trying to keep everybody safe. And I'd be lying if I said it wasn't inconvenient, but it is what it is. It's just one more hurdle we got to overcome before we get to play face punch.
Now, when you get there, you get tested, and then you're put in quarantine for, a day or two?
Correct. Yeah, we're pretty much quarantined until we get that first test back to make sure that we're negative, and then it's not like a run of the land. They want you to kind of stay within certain parameters, but we still have places we can go. We can use the PI. We got workout rooms set up at the hotel. So there's they're doing everything they can to make it as easy a situation for the fighters as possible, which I really appreciate.
I've always asked when you fighters come on that, depending on where you're going, whether it's Vegas or, if a fight's in Toronto or whatever, it's a work trip. So it's all about work and not about going out. But now you can't go out. You can't really get around. Is it worse now that you can't do it than when you had the option and you didn't do it?
No, I didn't do it much before anyway. Some places, depending on where you are, if you haven't seen something before, one of the days maybe you walk around, see what there is to see. Like I walked around Tampa a little bit because I had never been there. It was a pretty cool place. But I've been to Vegas more than a few times, so I've pretty much seen most of the stuff that I'm interested in here. So, other than that, I'm cutting weight. I'm pretty low-key during fight week.
Well, seeing that we are a national radio show but based in Tampa, we appreciate those comments.
Love it.
So that was cool. Strangest thing to ever happen to you in the middle of a fight?
Strangest thing that I can remember. I remember I was fighting a guy on a local show. And I was, beating him up pretty good. Got on top of him, was laying some ground and pound, and he was literally making audible noises as I hit him, almost to a point that they were cartoonish. And I remember thinking to myself, can the ref hear this? Because he was like almost swearing as I hit him, like it was a comedy show or something, or like a funny movie. Like, I can't tell if I'm actually hurting you or if you're just really selling this right now. So that was kind of strange.
So did you have to refrain from laughing in the middle of while you were punching him?
It was kind of in the back of my head, and then the fight got stopped pretty shortly after that. So no.
So it worked out. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. Reality TV, A, do you watch it? And B, what reality TV show would you go do?
God, no, I don't. The only reality TV show that I think I've ever actually watched in recent memory was, I think it's called Alone or something. They put people out. The last one I watched, they were out in like the Alaskan wilderness, and it was pretty much a survival show. I kind of watched that, but that was about it. And I would definitely never do that, ever.
What do you watch? Do you watch TV?
I do. It's not regular TV like most people now, but, you know, I got a Netflix subscription. I watch different stuff. But during fight week, I'll watch a lot of History Channel, Food Network, or I watch Comedy Central a lot. Other than that, I enjoy watching anime. So other than that, I pretty much watch like old man shows.
Why do so many fighters watch the Food Channel the week of a fight when they're cutting weight? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said, you want to remember what you can't have and stuff, and like think about all the stuff you're going to eat when you're done, I guess. But yeah, I guess I never really watch it outside of fight week, but you know, this is what it is.
That's interesting.
Hey, Joe, so we've got the Herman Rodriguez fight on, and they're showing the knee and the replay. You know, we got Mike coming on in a little bit on the show. We'll ask him too. But is there like an honor amongst fighters, kind of like the prison systems have like an honor amongst thieves and like criminals, where like if you didn't really get hit?
He did get hit.
But in the sack? In the.
But he didn't sell it that way.
But it's like a
we're
flop.
Gonna, we're going to fight while Joe's on the phone. Well,
if you watch the video, he was grabbing at his cup and stuff afterwards. Like he wasn't super dramatic, but he definitely acted like he got hit in the jaw.
Oh yeah, I just saw it. Yeah, right, he just did.
Like so, it's like flopping, like LeBron, like selling it to the ref. Like is there? But amongst fighters, is there like an honorary thing, like where you guys like if it didn't really happen, or are you gonna look to any way to get yourself extra time?
That I think comes down to the individual. You know, I saw in his post-fight press conference, Herman was like, I don't think he dodged the question, but he, you know, and I don't know, maybe he felt like he got hit in the nuts, but he made it sound like, yeah, I wasn't sure where I got hit, but he admitted to being tired and all that stuff. And to me, it looked like when they first stopped it, I thought they just stopped the fight. I was like, oh, okay, he, you know, maybe it was a little early, but they stopped because they saw him go down. But then all of a sudden, they were giving him time. They're like, oh, yeah, it's a low blow. And that's, you know, again, one of those things where MMA can't really use instant replay during a bout, and that's one instance where I wish, like, if they played it, because they still got screens in there, like, have the ref look at it and be like, oh, well, you were BSing me, start the fight up again. Like, you just took out a guy out of a space where he could have potentially finished the fight, and, you know, I wouldn't stop fighting or sold it like that, because that's the other part. If you know for a fact that it didn't hit you in an illegal spot, you should be hitting your, you know, protecting yourself at all times, hitting back, making sure you don't get hit. So, you know, if it was me in there, my reaction would have been, you know, even if I got dropped, try and grab a leg or something, do something to stay in the fight. But, you know, it's not me, so I can't speak to that.
Okay, let's get back to getting to know you. Got one more before we talk about the fight. Dinner for four. You're going to invite four people to come over, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Cannot be family members and can't be fighters from the gym.
I don't know.
You thought you were going to talk about the fight.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard, you know, everyone's posed those questions before, but I never really thought too much about that one. I think I would probably want to have Stephen Hawking, Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King Jr., and Carl Sagan.
Awesome. And we're going to use this as a trivia question for some prizes later on in the week. But now, we will talk about Saturday night, getting back in the octagon. First and foremost, what can you tell us about your opponent? And does it even matter about your opponent? Isn't it more about you and what you're going to do, not what the opponent's going to do?
Yeah, I mean, he does the same thing every fight. He's kind of it's hard to say he's a front runner. He's undefeated, but, like, he finishes fights really fast, which, you know, smart, you're supposed to do that. But he's going to come out. He might try and strike with me a little bit, but eventually he's going to throw something big, shoot a double leg. If he misses that, he comes up to a body lock. He wants the wrist ride, or he wants to be on top and ground and pound looking for submission. So I already know what he's going to do. He's got to stop me from doing what I want to do.
What can we expect to see Saturday night? Not your game plan, just what can we expect to see?
You're going to see me with my hands raised.
Okay.
There you go.
Final question for you. This is, I believe, your 45th pro fight. Is fight week just as exciting or just as nervous or just as whatever as it was years and years ago when you first started?
Yeah, it's definitely just as much fun. And, I mean, fight week in the UFC is definitely different than all the other fights. But this is, I think, my 11th or 12th UFC fight. So I'm getting more accustomed to it. But it's all positive. Like, I'm not too comfortable or anything, but I enjoy it. It's always fun to be getting ready for a fight. And, you know, I would even, like a lot of guys, maybe they like doing the trips and stuff. I'm kind of a homebody. I like being at home. So if they could, you know, fly us out even later, just weigh in and fight, I would prefer that, honestly. But all the stuff you got to do in between, keeping everybody here, I understand that this is, like, the smoothest way to do things. So it's still, you know, nice to get a little break, just focus on what you got to do during the week. They take care of us very well, and, you know, it's just as much fun as when I first started.
What's that one food item going to be, you know, after your fight that you haven't had over the past couple of weeks during training? What are you going to indulge in?
Surprisingly enough, even in Wisconsin, we got a really good barbecue place. It's not too far from my house. LD is that I'll probably make a trip to once I get home.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your time. We always like to thank our guests for coming on. I was hoping maybe you were going to say sweets, because one of the things I'd like to send you, and we're going to get your address when we put you on hold here in a minute, we're going to send you out a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes. You probably didn't see them on Shark Tank, but they are phenomenal cupcakes. So we're going to send you a box of those and a box of swag from Ape Man Strong for coming on today and talking to us.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm all about that, man. I appreciate it.
There you go. We're going to put you on hold. We'll get your address. Best of luck on Saturday. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. Take care. So long. Wicked Good Cupcakes. It's about time for me to get a new box, too.
Me, too.
Well, you're the co-co. When you move up to the co-host, then maybe.
Well, send it to my wife, and I'll take a nibble. You know?
What I did was, the box that I got, what was it, a week ago? We devoured three, like, within seconds. And then I put the fourth one in the freezer.
Right.
And so I'm going to probably have that, I don't know, in a couple of weeks. Because you can put them in the freezer for, I think he said, up to a year.
Wow, a year.
So
that's a long shelf life.
Yeah, no, it sure is. So good stuff from Gerald.
That's great.
Looking forward to him getting back in. I'm looking forward to Nico. That fight's going to be off the chain.
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
wait.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like I said, Colby and Tyron. And Tyron has a lot to prove after what he did on Titans games.
As long as Cowboy doesn't blow his nose, should be good to go.
I think he learned his lesson.
Yeah. And he's not the only Cowboy. We got Oliveira, the Brazilian Cowboy.
Yeah, but when you say Cowboy, how many people other than a Brazilian is going to think of anybody other than Cerrone?
That's Cerrone.
Right.
I mean, he's the Cowboy.
I'm sure there's more than one Elvis.
Hall of Famer?
Whether he is or he isn't, he will be.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of like...
You're fighting a current legend, like a modern... That's like Tom Brady.
A legendary name, yeah.
Playing Tom Brady.
Let's go hit a break, come back with more shenanigans, and then we'll reach out to Mike Rodriguez, who are watching on the tube on the replay right now. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Wicked Good Cupcake. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strikeforce Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Can I put a request in?
Yeah.
Since we've been hanging with the Scorpion King,
okay, yeah.
With the Scorpion King, that's what we're going to call him now. Did you ever see the movie Scorpion King?
No.
All right. And The Rock was in it.
Okay.
Well, Steve is the Scorpion King because okay. He hangs with the scorpions. Maybe we'll get some scorpion music.
Steve looks more like the Tiger King.
I don't know what that means.
With his blonde hair.
I've never seen the show. So
the Tiger King, you've never seen it?
No.
Carol Baskins?
Never seen
it. I hired Carol Baskins' son. He's working right now.
I don't know what that means. I do know that the family of her ex-husband that disappeared...
They bought a commercial airtime for Dancing with the Stars, which she's appearing on.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, got to bring justice to serve, all right?
I mean, can they get the tiger to talk?
I think can tigers talk?
I don't know. It would be interesting. It would be interesting to find out. Now that you've thrown me all off because I had a whole bunch of stuff to go to, but I've since
forgotten. Yeah, what do you got?
Just watched. Oh, I'm going to go to this instead.
Okay.
Since we are watching the replays. Before I give you my opinion,
okay,
because you're already going to know my opinion.
All right.
So we did Zoom calls with Costa and Israel.
Okay.
A couple days ago. Give me your reaction of this is how Israel did his Zoom press conference with the media.
Okay.
He was signing autographs the whole time.
Okay.
Didn't really look up. On the Zoom to the people asking the questions or whatever. and continued to sign. I'm going to assume they were the Topps cards.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he held up the strip and stuff. Rude, not rude. A great case of masky, what's it called? When you do more than one or two things at a time.
Oh, multitasking?
Multitasking.
Sure.
So props to him for multitasking, or
I think
short of Conor McGregor?
Look, you've been doing this a long time. You know, you know there are some people that respect the media, and then you got some people that do it because obligations based on the contract, and they have to do it. You know, so is it one of those things where he contractually had to do the media press conference?
No, he had to do it. I mean, he had to sign
autographs. So, but, you know, would you like them to give the attention to the media, to give the story, to set the record straight, to show the respect of the people that dedicate their career to following the sport like you and others in the industry? So I would like to see them put the pen down and actually give you all the attention like I do with this show.
Yeah, sure you do. That fight's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Is that fight in 2 weeks, the 26th? What month is this?
No,
this is,
yeah, it's a week and a half.
Next Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's next Saturday. And that's the Dominic Reyes, who we spoke to yesterday. Fight. And they asked him, does he feel like he already is the champion? You know, this is what, you know,
Reyes?
Yeah.
Because he beat Jones?
Well, he thought he did. A lot of people in attendance thought he did. Most of the media in there thought they did. What kills me, it's kind of like that tweet that I read. For anybody to suggest that John Jones is running from Jan or Dominic or anybody else is foolish.
Right. It's like Poirier being scared.
Right. Well, that's what I just said. Thanks for tuning in. But for him to leave to go to the heavyweight division and fight either Stipe or Nagano, but he's scared to fight a light heavyweight. Come on. I truly, you know, and Kendall Grove gave us some great stuff last week about, you know, whether you are or you're not, and have you ever thought about, you know, you really can't win the fight, but you fight anyway.
Right.
Anybody who gets into a fist fight is not scared. I mean, I truly believe that. I mean, doesn't mean it's right.
Doesn't mean that they think they can win. They have the skill or, you know, the ability to actually beat their opponent, as you know.
It takes massive.
But you are not scared to get into a fight. I mean, I
remember vividly, I've told the story numerous times, former first round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then he went on the Ultimate Fighter, Marcus Jones. Dana wanted Marcus to be a champion. Dana wanted Marcus to be successful. I know all of that for a fact. Awesome guy, his physique, everything about him. And so he told me, and I don't remember which fight it was. It was for the RFC here in Tampa, where he had a fight and he got on the ramp and he started to walk down, and we later talked. And I said, so what's going through your mind? He goes, I thought for a second, what the hell am I doing? You know, I made the money playing football. I'm doing this because I love it. What am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Well, I mean, we talked last week. Kendall Grove talked about how he took a fight because of the $500 to show up, $500 to place or to win, you know, and he needed to make a truck payment. So, you know, some guys fight because they have to fight. Some guys fight because of the love of the fight. Nate Diaz, he used to go so he'd get free food, right? Like, didn't the jiu-jitsu guys buy him dinner after they trained? That's how he got into the sport. So
that's how I got into the sport.
Yeah, the free buffet.
The free buffet. Let's go train for an hour. And how about this shocking thing? So a thing's on Facebook. It said you can only pick two.
Okay.
And I don't remember. I'm going to make them up, I'm sure. Oh, it's a bar. It's a gym. It's a movie theater. It's a game room. It's a jacuzzi. And I don't remember the sixth.
Okay.
What two did I pick?
Oh, was there a buffet in one?
No.
A kitchen?
I read the...
Okay, refrigerator?
Of the five, what two did I pick?
The jacuzzi.
Okay, the jacuzzi.
And the TV.
And the TV. Wrong. I took the movie theater and the gym.
Okay.
I think if I had a gym in my house, I think I really would use it.
You really do?
I do. And we're thinking about, you know, putting, you know, we don't have the type of house to do that. But, you know, like John Robinson has a whole area that's his gym.
Well, he has a massive estate of land, and he has built a pole barn-like thing.
You should see his new warehouse.
Oh, yeah?
It's on Trump Street.
How ironic. Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, Mike Rodriguez is going to be on. We'll talk to him about what we just watched and what we watched on Saturday night and, you know, his thoughts. And what do you take away from that?
Win or lose, it's good for him for recognition because people are talking about it. And they're going to tune in to see his next fight. That's for sure.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sean Payton. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello. It's going to be cool hanging with the Scorpions when they're going to have a residency in Vegas.
That's amazing.
So Steve Linnae's taking me out. We're going to go hang out with the Scorpions. It's going to be cool. And I blew it when Gerald was on. I wanted to ask him. He plays the sax.
Okay.
So I want to know if any time if he may sing himself out. You know how they have their walkout song?
Oh.
He could play the sax as he walked out.
Has any fighter ever played their own music to walk out to?
Not like that. Not performed it. All right. Because of your guest, I'm going to give you all the credit.
Yes.
You are going to stay employed for another month.
Another month. Well, I was fortunate enough to get Mike Rodriguez back on the phone. And welcome back to the show. After a tough, disappointing loss on Saturday night, I'm glad he picked up the call.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Not too bad. And like I just stated, because of you, Matt will stay employed for at least another 30 days.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Honestly, this is the first time I've really wanted a guest on, and I don't even know how to start or what to say. You know, I watched that Saturday. We just watched it again, you know, during the show. I'm still befuddled. I still, my heart breaks for you because you won that fight, but the record is going to say something different. How do you respond to that? How do you forget that?
So I just try not to get like emotionally even like strung up in it. Even at the time when I was fighting, after he said time, he separated us. And I saw, so like above the cage, there's a little screen and you can see replays up there of what happened. And you clearly see me land the knee to the liver. And everybody else started too. And Bisping was behind me. He's even saying, like, this is crazy. Like, you know, he's milking it. And I just try not to get emotionally rattled because it's like, okay, there's a fight. You still got to fight. So
right.
Get ready. So I just have the same approach. I just try not to get rattled by things like that. I just, like, you know what? This unfortunately happened. I did my part. I went out there. I fought my behind off. I tried to finish him. And with him, you know, living on the edge of the sword like that, you get finished yourself sometimes. And that's exactly what happened. I tried everything in my power.
Anybody who knows me or has been around me, they know that my ringtone is what I consider the greatest line in a movie. It's from Rocky V. I won't bore you with the whole details, but, you know, that's my favorite clip of anything. And I'm thinking about changing my ringtone to you turning and saying, time out. That might be my new ringtone. It was just your reaction summed it up for everybody. It's like, what are you talking about? And, you know, I don't want to ask you questions that I want to ask the referee, but I want to know, did he think he saw that or did he react to Ed Herman going down?
I honestly don't know. Like, so I landed that knee so many times in that position. And the funny thing is, the many times I land in that position, usually I'll hit low. So for the camp before that, the Pretino camp, my teammate, Ross Levine, every time him and I clinch, like do clinch work like that, I would go for that same knee. I went for that same knee twice in a row and I hit him in the balls, and I was like, oh shoot, I'm sorry. I'm used to hitting them there. Like, I was like, oh man, like, usually I'll make one mistake. It's like an inside joke. Then, sure enough, live, it happens in a fight. I landed it successfully, and the ref calls that I hit him below the belt. I'm like, this is a winning. So, like,
right.
So a lot of, like, me and my teammates, we laughed about it. We're like, this is fucking hilarious. Oh, sorry. This is crazy. Trucking. But yeah,
it's trucking. It's just trucking. Hilarious. What is it?
Trucking. But yeah,
it's trucking. It's just trucking. Hilarious. What does it say about, and I've covered the UFC, and I think I told you this last time since UFC 11, you know, I've been in the back. I've seen things that Dana White has done for his fighters and his staff. And more times than not, Dana and back in the day, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta didn't want the public to know. What does it say about your boss who believed you got shafted and compensated you like you did win the fight?
Oh, my boss is the man. He's the man. So right after the fight, I sit in the doctor's office. I'm talking to the doctor. Doctor's checking up on me. And I'm talking to the doctor, and I just look to my right. I look up, and it's Dana White. And he's pissed. So I'm thinking, naturally, I'm like, did I do something bad? So I'm thinking, I'm going to yell at him about something. And then he goes, that was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. You won that fight in the second round. That fight was yours. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I know, whatever. And then, I tell him that I get finished. And he's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, I just try to go out there and try to finish it. He was like, no, you finished that fight. You finished that fight. And I'm like, all right. Cool. Okay, yeah. I finished the fight. And as soon as I start walking down the hall, my coach Joe Lozon and my box coach Steve Mays, they both stop me. They go, he's still paying you for your win. I go, what? He goes, yeah. I was like, holy crap. That's so sick. So, yeah. Dana White, and the rest of the USC staff. Love this guy.
So Mike, so you know, back a few years ago, Jordy Nelson, his UFC 247 victory was overturned. Chaz Skelly, like, there's a couple instances where they've been overturned. Are you appealing the victory, and does it matter to you at this point? Do you feel like you've won the fight no matter what the record says?
So my management, Tyson Chardy, he's on it. He's like, we're overturning it. As soon as I left the arena, I got a text message. He's saying he's overturning it. I don't think I'm going to get, they're going to overturn to a win. I think they'll probably change to an NC, if anything. But I moved on from it. I'm like, it's whatever. It happened. Like, for all I know, like, you know, you can't really, like, the ref made a mistake. Herman capitalized on the mistake. Like, he didn't do anything. I don't think he did anything wrong, per se. The ref, he's the one that messed up there. So in terms of Herman getting the hate for it, I don't think he deserved it. I don't think anybody deserved it, really. But, you know, somebody got to pick somebody to give the hate to, unfortunately. He won the fight, fair and square. You know, I tried to finish him. He caught me some more, and that was it. Like, that's the name of the game.
But, yeah, anybody who's ever, Mike, anybody who's ever listened to me, listened to my show, they know that I don't start crap. I'm not controversial. I'm not any of that. And I may change that right now for the first time ever.
Oh.
You know, because I don't talk about people. Well, and you know, one of my closest friends, he is my brother, Eve Edwards, responded to a tweet. And, you know, when Ed Herman, and we just watched the press conference again, and Ed's been on this program, and I don't have anything against him at all. And I don't think he did anything wrong up until he got interviewed by Michael Bisping. And like Eve Edwards said, when Ed said he didn't know where he got hit, and Eve Edwards, who has been hit, I haven't, thank God, he's like, you know the difference between getting hit, you know, in the sack and getting hit, you know, in the stomach. I think if he would have just said,
100%.
Right? So if he would have just said, I just went down, which is all he did. He didn't sell it until after it got stopped. Then I'm okay with it. But for anybody to say, well, I might have still got hit there, when you know you didn't, I do have a problem with that.
Oh, I see your point on that, the way you said, you worded that. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. But yeah, it is a huge difference from getting hit and below the belt and hitting the liver. It's like 9 day difference.
Well, you know, and what's funny, and I don't know if you've, and I would assume you have already rewatched it, you know, when you went and hit him in the liver again, and I don't know if it was Bisping or who it was, said, that proved that's where he got hit, because he went down again when it was the same hit. But it is what it is, like you said, and Matt made the comment, you always are looking to I don't remember the words that you used, Matt, but take something good from something bad, and in a silly, stupid, ridiculous way, more people may know you now because of what happened in a loss than if they would have stopped it when they should have.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to be...
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just saying that, it makes... I mean, I just took from it... What I took from it is... you got to be careful with them vets, man. Vets are crafty. Because, like, I thought he was finished. I thought I had him finished. And, you know, he had something in the back pocket. And I had my hat off to him.
Well, and you did have him finished. You know, like Dana said, you did finish him. You know, so you can definitely go with that. And we've never met, so I hope that you're going to take this next question as a, you know, it is a joke, but it is a serious question. Which would you rather have? The victory or the money?
The victory.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not an athlete. I'd rather have the money.
It just would have been cool to have, you know, fell on the cap that, you know, I was one of the people to officially finish Ed Herman. Because that's what I wanted to do, you know.
And to be honest, if you would have had the victory, you would have had the money anyway, so... I guess that's a way to look at it, too. And in the circle of, you know, Dana and what Dana does and how Dana operates, since he is, and I know he is, treating this as a victory, I'm sure that will still be your next opponent like it was a victory and not like the loss.
I'm most likely gonna be fighting somebody who is up and coming as well. Like in the same tier as I am.
Do you want it to be here at the Apex again, or do you want to go do this Abu Dhabi thing?
No. I want to be at the Apex.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Mike, man, congrats on the victory. I saw it as a victory as well. And I can't wait to see your mom in person here at the restaurant. You know, she's a sweetheart. So we'll celebrate your victory down here, man.
I may make a T-shirt that says, I don't
care. Thank you.
And this is another joke, Mike, so let me explain it first. I may make a T-shirt that says, I don't care what Mazzagatti says, Mike was victorious. It wasn't Mazzagatti,
right.
But Dana called the ref Mazzagatti, who is known for doing a lot of...
He did call Mazzagatti's level. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, exactly. Mike, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your sportsmanship, and you're what this sport is all about, and we appreciate your time again.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. That's Mike Rodriguez. He's now, I'm going to call him part of the Randy regime.
Yeah, and thanks for keeping me employed, Mike.
Every time I'm ready to fire you.
I'm going to get him on.
Let's put Mike back on hold so we can get his address again so we can send him some more 8-Man Strong, because he is 8-Man Strong.
He's all day.
That whole brand, you know, is about.
So and he's going to have so many eyes on his next fight. I mean, that's how you build a buzz. That's how people want to see what he's going to do next. I mean, I think it's going to be a positive for him looking back.
And what Mike needs to do, and I'm sure he's going to do it, he's going to win with that same kick.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be the exact same kick in the exact same spot, only with a better referee who's going to stop the fight and give it to the proper winner. And I stick with that. Ed didn't do anything wrong until after in the interview.
Right.
Now, Gerald said that he did kind of sell it a little bit, but it was really too late, you know, to sell. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
You know, it was stopped due to a low blow.
And he already had 5 minutes to sit it out and wait. So, yeah, I mean, if he would just sat there and not said a word.
Right.
It would have been much more integritable.
Integrity. If he would have said something like, I need to watch it again, or just blow it off like he tried to do.
Like, it wasn't my stoppage. The ref stopped it. I just sat there. I had to wait it out.
I went down.
Right.
You know, I went down.
That would have been a much better.
He stopped it.
But he grabbed the cut. He tried to dance around like he was trying to adjust himself. I was like, come on. we see what you're doing.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is the show, the national show known as Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, when I think we're doing a good show. Well, it's definitely better than you, but
I mean, everything's better than me.
Well, that's definitely true. This Saturday night, back out at the Apex,
we are
a fight that could have, should have been years ago.
Yes.
I think it would have been a totally different fight a couple years ago. I think Tyron probably wins this fight two years ago.
When he was the champ.
A year ago.
When he had the confidence.
But after getting destroyed on the Titan Games, I'm going to keep bringing that up. Did you watch that?
I did not.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah?
It was awful. I felt bad for him. I think Colby wins this.
What was Tyron's last fight?
Tyron.
Gilbert Burns was his last fight.
I don't know.
I think it was.
I don't remember yesterday.
I mean, yeah, 2 years ago, this fight is a headliner. I mean, a banger.
Well, it's still the headliner.
I know it's the main event, but this is at the Apex.
Well, it's at the Apex because it has to be. It's not at the Apex because they want it there.
Yeah, there's no crowd. There's no buildup.
But I'm saying you don't think this would have been, if there was no pandemic.
Yeah, this would have been a huge fight card.
It would have been.
It would have been heavily promoted. It would have been a huge sellout.
It would have been massive, you know, because, again, these are two fighters that are hated.
Were they friends? Did they train out of the same gym for a while?
Yeah, they were out of the same gym. ATC? I don't know about if they were friends. You know, again, you can train with somebody and not be friends with them.
This Tito, Chuck, like, were they friends? I thought they were friends before, and then they had a falling out.
Who's this?
Chuck and Tito.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Same kind of thing, right? Like,
yeah.
And they hated each other.
Yeah.
Do they still hate each other?
Hate's a strong word. I'm going to say, yeah. You're talking about Tito and Chuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, that they dislike each other.
Yeah, still. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame.
I mean, you know, it is, but... You can't like everybody.
I like everybody.
But not everybody likes you. So, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you like everybody.
That's true.
I'm sure I could come up with a name or two that you don't like.
Yeah, that's true. Right? You're right. Yeah.
Right. So I'm just saying.
Well, I'm trying to take the Conor McGregor approach to life. You know, have equal number of people hate me as people love me. Just not file suit on sexual assault.
Well, unfortunately, that would be more me, not the sexual assault part. Right. There's more people that like and dislike me. There's only a few people that dislike you. Where I have a laundry list.
You do. Yeah. Have you seen Dana's response to the Conor McGregor sexual assault
No.
in France?
No.
He just said that he's gone out with Conor in real life, that he is a mega star, that his entourage, the security detail, the amount of people around that flock to him, that we would have no idea how to comprehend that in real life.
We wouldn't. Zero. I've been with some really big famous people that didn't have the security that Conor has. Conor has security. It's like going. It's like Mayweather.
Right.
You know, he is a marked man.
Right. Oh, always.
You know, and I saw a response from him, you know, stating his innocence, stating things will be proven, whatever. We do know that people are trying to get easy money.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm not getting either side.
Right.
I have zero anything for Conor McGregor because of the way he's treated the media and treated the, you know, I don't care if I ever see him fight again. I don't care if I ever cover him again. I won't go to a press conference again because, and I've told the Jerry Lewis story with my uncle, which I'll tell again real quickly because we do have a couple minutes. My uncle was to interview Jerry Lewis. My uncle was a pretty big media person in Philadelphia. And he was there at the appointed time. Jerry Lewis came extremely late.
Okay.
My uncle waited for him. As soon as Jerry Lewis's rear hit the seat, my uncle stood up and said, "My time's just as valuable as yours." And he walked away.
Sure.
When my uncle passed away, we found this letter from Jerry Lewis's son, I guess, stating how much his dad hated my uncle.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. It was the coolest thing ever.
Wow.
So I asked my cousin, who no longer talks to us, But at the time he did. You know, I said, I'd love this letter. I mean, I'd love to put it on my wall, and he wouldn't give it to me.
Oh.
To me, that was awesome.
Sure.
Because everybody's time is just as valuable.
Sure.
You know, just because you're a big-time celebrity, all these people that wait hours when you were late. And that's why when he fought Khabib, and they wanted Khabib to wait until he got there, and he said no.
Well,
he goes, the press conference is at whatever time. I'm going out. Well, allegedly, that's right. What he was. Okay. He said, because I wasn't there.
Sure.
And Dana tried to hold him up, and he went out, and he did his spiel, and then he left. And that's why I do respect Khabib, you know, because of things like that. And we met him in Tampa, you know, when they were here. He came to the gym I used to train at, and good dude. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's equal. You know, sure. Very similar to the world that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Everybody is equal. You need to treat everybody the same.
Sure.
And Conor doesn't treat everybody the same. Doesn't mean he's had sexual abuses and, you know, all that stuff. But he doesn't treat everybody the same. Well, maybe he does. It's all the same. It's all bad.
Wow.
So do you like Colby or do you like Woodley?
I think Colby. I think you got to go to Colby. He's got the endurance. He's got the he can go all 25 minutes. He's got the cardio. I think he's, I don't know. I just feel like emotionally he's not in the fight game anymore. It's like Rose Yamanoudis, like you can just see when she wasn't into it, you could see her performance suffered. Her last fight, she looked like the old Rose of her championship years. So I think if Tyrone comes in prepared,
Tyrone.
But I think if he comes in prepared, and speaking of Colby, but I think if he comes in as the championship mindset and he gave it a full camp, I think he's got the skill set to win. So when you don't know who's going to win on paper, I think that's the fight you want to watch and tune into.
Well, and I've always said that. I've always said that, you know, A, I hate making picks because nobody knows, you know, and you're just guessing. But if I can't pick somebody, like Tyron could win this fight.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he could very easily. There's a lot of times, and I'm not saying that I'm right on the pick. I'm saying if I can make a pick, if I quickly say this fighter A, the red corner, is going to win, to me, that's not a fight that
right. If you're Kendall Grove in it and you're like, at least I'm going to pay my truck payment, you know right away who's going to win. Doesn't matter.
Well, that's about what Kendall did last week, too.
Look at Colby. He had a suit on with no belt. He was like Paul Felder. He had no belt.
Whatever.
Paul Felder's never going to have a belt.
Oh, my God.
What? Why am I that guy?
All of a sudden.
I mean, Colby never had a belt either. It was an interim belt.
It's still a belt.
It's not the real belt.
But it's a fake belt. But it's still a belt.
Gaethje threw the fake belt on the ground. I was like, I'll wait for the real one.
Okay, well, that's good for Gaethje.
And he's coming to get the real
one. I'll bet you he took the fake one home with him.
You think he has it?
Of course he does.
Well, he threw it on the ground.
Okay, it's all for show. Of course you do. You still take it home. You put it on the wall at the gym. You don't know whether it's interim, fake, replica, WWE, WCW, AEW.
You really think that Gaethje is proudly displaying that belt?
Gaethje is displaying that belt.
Really?
Yes.
I would be shocked to see that. I don't think he is.
I'm live on the air. If you can call me back in 10 minutes, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Is that Gaethje calling? I'm like, where's the belt?
Honestly, that's my doctor about my colonoscopy.
Well, you're going to have to take your belt off.
And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have done what I did, but I really need to set this up. So,
right.
But no, Gaethje has the belt. There's no doubt. But, you know, I find you very hilarious, very funny.
You. Thank you.
So interim belts don't count.
That's my job.
Winning a belt doesn't count. It doesn't count until you defend it 77 times. I mean...
Well, Reggie Barnett Jr. from the BKFC last week clarified that for us.
Well, that's his opinion.
Because if you win the belt by anything, disqualification,
low blow,
any kind of bad ref, you can be the champ and respected as the champ, but you're not a champion until you defend it, until you carry the belt with pride and to respect it.
All right. Well, you can carry the belt with pride without defending the belt and still be the champion. If you are the champion, you're the champion.
And you can just be whatever, you can John Jones it and just be disrespectful?
You're still the champion.
Yeah.
You can be a disrespectful champion.
That's true.
So in a way, I've just proven
But the whole sport of martial arts comes from a respect.
That's where it started.
Base.
When I first started covering this sport, everything was respectful. You know, it was. but it's not that way anymore. It's more WWE-ish.
But it is in ONE Championships where they are building up fighters with honor and respect for the martial art as warriors, not McGregor throwing energy drinks through the press conferences, you know, antics.
I'd rather have the money than the belt.
You'd rather have a buffet than them.
Absolutely.
Then you don't need a belt because your pants will stay up.
Well, I will need a belt because I got to get such bigger sizes. So I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. It was a lot of fun. I want to thank all of our guests, Gerald, Nico, and Mike. Mike will rebound. He'll be better for this. I truly do feel bad for
the
guy because it was a win. If anybody's interested, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
And we're going to do some trivia contests on Twitter. So a lot fun. Let's see everybody next week. My place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.